episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Inventory is coming back online. You know how I know? Because I'm reading headlines that tell me so. Okay, I'm kind of joking, but not really. I mean, home buyers and sellers are trying to figure out if now is the time to jump in or jump out. They're exhausted by the extremes, and they're looking for a sign of more choices, maybe a little longer to make those choices, and the possibility of getting a deal. Nationwide, new listings are up a strong 5.5% year over year, and an even more impressive 11% from last month. And as the July DMAR Market Trends report rolls out, we see that June was good for our buyers too. Our new listings were up 6% from last year, up 24% from May. I mean, this added 7,826 homes to the Denver market last month, lifting our 2,000 active listings to a less than healthy, but certainly welcome 3,122 at the end of June. I mean, that's a 50% lift in 1 month, but still shy of a healthy market. Remember, active average listings for June over the last 30 years is like 16,000. I mean, this seller's market is prevalent as the days in the MLS is still only 4 for both detached and attached. Closed to list was unchanged at 106% for detached, and it increased just slightly to 104% for attached. What does that mean? Overall buyers in June paid an average of 5.5% more than sellers asked. June is typically the peak for the number of closings, the average and median close price, and new listings. June this year started to show slight signs of normalcy and exhaustion and diversion. I mean, as people turn their attention to summer vacation, sporting events, and the mountains, sellers were seeing what the numbers are not yet telling us. Realtors are telling me that their listings have less showings, fewer offers, and they're selling closer to list. Mortgage purchase applications dropped to a 5-month low, and pending home sales slowed down to just 2% gain over last month versus 17% gain over the month before. I mean, it's hard to tell a buyer that now is the best time to buy when home prices continue to break records, landing June with a median close price of $545,000, which was 1.5% higher than last month. Annualized, that would be 18% gain in value, which is exactly where we are year to date. As a buyer, you're paying $100,000 more for that median home this year than last. But as a seller, you gained $100,000 in wealth while you slept, where you slept. That is the reason to buy now. This high-speed rail will slow down. It is already. I mean, as buyers fatigue, creating less competitions, sellers will have to concede and sell their home for what comparables actually show as the value, not for what somebody is willing to pay for it. However, limited historically comparative inventory will keep existing homes in demand, as well as ongoing changes in foreclosure policy will keep distressed inventory low. Current labor shortages and material costs will keep new build options sparse, and large investor building and buying homes for rent will continue to compete with wannabe home buyers. So even as we pull out of this crisis, what has been done will be difficult to undo. People who overpaid for a home, though, did so in cash. They bought second homes, as you know, with sales up 57% year over year. They bought investment homes and retirement homes. Buyers sitting on the sidelines waiting for this bubble to pop should be reminded that even at Denver's worst in 2008, we only lost 11% in our average close price. And that was in an overexposed, overleveraged, over-inventoried, and underpopulated year, none of which we have today. June saw a pause in real estate, as well as the economy and in rates. And as buyers chased other squirrels and sellers realigned their expectations, they were matched with an economy that settled in. Consumer confidence reached its highest level since the onset of the pandemic. 7 million less people are employed, yet there are 9.2 million jobs available. Lumber futures dropped 40%. and mortgage rates bounced in this really narrow range of 2.92 to 3.02. I mean, the Federal Reserve Board is meeting in late August to talk about tapering the purchases of mortgage-backed securities. This will begin the long road to drying out the liquidity flood we've been taking advantage of in both the stock market and the real estate market. Rates will start to rise, giving buyers a reason to sharpen their pencils. But demographics and continued wage increases will keep sellers moving. Well, I'm thankful for June's calm. I'm thankful for the rising inventory and the rates staying low. It kept real estate attainable. It still remains a seller's market, and buyers need to jump on any opportunities when they find them. However, based on June's data, the housing market may have just started its long journey towards balance between buyers and sellers. But let's not fire up that band just yet, because while inventory took a leap, it's still less than what the 3.3 million people and the 1.4 million households need. Well, that's a wrap for this month's Market Trends Update. Wishing you a whole lot of fun this summer, mixed in with a little bit of home buying. It's my pleasure to keep you updated. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth team of Fairway Mortgage.
You've been listening to The Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.